Okay, let's do this thing. Welcome to the Start From Scratch podcast show. I am your host, Troy Williams. Back again, this is pod 199 episodes, guys. We're getting up there, guys. You know what I mean? Appreciate you guys for sticking with me through all this time. Who would have thought? Who would have thought that we would make it this far? I just made that up, but that should be a song. Who would have thought that we could take it this far? Who would have thought? But yeah, Pod 199, man. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm going to get the shout-outs out the way right now, per usual. Hey, follow us on Instagram, Start From Scratch Podcast. All one word. That's all I'm going to say. Follow me on Twitter, @original_TB. That's it, because I tweet sometimes. And like and subscribe our YouTube channel. You'll find it. Just type in Start From Scratch. And however you may be listening to us, thank you for tuning in. Before I was like, make sure you listen to me on Spotify. I don't care how you listen to me. It's my show, okay? It's my show. I'm going to do whatever I want, okay? However you listen to me, I appreciate it. From the cradle to the grave. I'm singing that because what's the song? From the cradle. Thug Life? Hold on, guys. I'm gonna get it together. Life ain't never been easy. Living in the ghetto. Where is it at? Say to how long with them on. Here we go. Happy birthday, Tupac. June 16, 1971.
Life ain't ever been easy living in the ghetto.
Hey.
From the cradle to the grave, life ain't ever been easy.
71, mama gave birth to a hell-raising heavenly son. There you go. I said to get that part out the way. But happy birthday, Tupac, June 16th, 1971. I think he would be 52. Isn't that crazy? Happy birthday, Tupac. Happy birthday, Pac. Just wanted to get that out the way. And then I think I talked about how he got his Hollywood Walk star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So, yeah, I think I already covered that. But, yeah. Today's Tupac's birthday, June 16, 1971. Rest in peace to the legend, the Gemini, Tupac. But yes, just had to get that out the way. But yeah, like I said, we're back at it again another week, guys. And guess what we have? We've been waiting for the end of the NBA Finals for this. But we finally got the Ja Morant's suspension. Okay, we finally got it. Adam Silver today announced that Ja Morant will be suspended for 25 games. Okay, and everyone's saying, is that enough? Is it enough games? He should get more. No, it's a lot. I was expecting half the season, which would have been like 40-some games. But when you think about it, in hindsight, 25 games is almost really 40 games, because, here's the thing. I don't know if he's going to be exactly able to practice with the team, so that could make a little difference. But let's just say he can't be on any team facilities for those 25 games. After that 25 game suspension, you can't just jump back out there and start playing games. No, you need to ramp up. You need to get back to playing condition. You need to get your camaraderie with the team together. So really, it's going to be like, I'm going to say it's going to be like 32 games, maybe more, 35. That's really what, like, so let's just say 35 games he's spending, which is kind of almost half the season. And I think he's missing out on $7 million. That's what I heard. He will be losing, at least in his player salary, about $7 million. Now, that's not counting endorsements and things like that. Look, it was very strategic what Adam Silver did, because now with that 25-game suspension, he can no longer be eligible for like all NBA, you know, first defense or any. He can't be awarded. He can't be. He can't fit into any of the NBA awards, which also cuts in on his money. So he can't be on no NBA first team, second team, all that stuff, which are, you know, little milestones that what you get like a bonus. So he will not be eligible with that 25-game suspension. So that's just with his salary. But they said he's really leaving, like, with all that totaled up, really it's like $50 million just thrown away. So here, I'm not going to bash the guy. I think we've all done enough of that already. We've had our jokes. We laughed at his, you know, situation, at his expense. But look, I just hope he learns from this. Okay, I hope he learns a lesson and comes back a better man. You know, so he's a young kid, and so hopefully he comes back a better man, better player, better teammate, and can put all this behind on me. Because I mean, look, at this point, we just want to see you ball, John. Okay, so the suspension has been handed down. I hope he no longer gets caught in these kind of type of situations and learns from this and grows and moves on and puts better people around him. You know what I mean? That's really when he needs a better support system, better friends, you know, people who are not going to let him go down this path. So there you go. 25 games handed down by Adam Silver in the NBA. And I'm sure they couldn't wait. I mean, I was telling my friend, I was like, she's like, when is he going to, because after the Denver Nuggets won the championship, shout out to the Denver Nuggets for winning their first NBA title. Okay, they pulled it off. They did that thing. But after they beat Miami and won the championship, they were like, oh, so Al Silver's going to probably announce his suspension tomorrow. I'm like, no. He's going to wait till after the parade. That's a, you know, because when you win the championship, the city has a parade. And so I was like, no, he's going to wait till after the parade. And soon after, the next day after that parade, Adam Silver was out there. Well, no, he told the story to Woj, which was an analyst on ESPN. But yeah, he, the next day, made that announcement. So there you go. There you go, Ja. There you go, man. It's just, you know, look, I mean, like I said, I respect him more, but I think 25 sounds about right. Cause look, he didn't hurt anyone. It's not like he didn't kill anyone, he didn't hurt anyone. He wasn't taking drugs or anything like that, at least that we know of. He's just being stupid. And he lied to Adam Silver, the commissioner, about not letting something like this happen again. So of course it was going to be heavy handed. Okay. I think they said the only suspension that's probably been more costly is Michael Vick's suspension when he had that whole dogfight situation. So, yeah, this is historic. Okay, it is historic. So there you go. Ja Morant, do better, and hopefully you can put all this behind you. You know. Yeah, no. But what else is going on? I talked about Tupac. It's really not a lot I got on the plate. I think everyone has heard about the, last week how they had, New York was covered with all that smoke and they said it was from fires in Canada. So, yeah, that was a big thing for a minute. I mean, look, I actually wasn't too impressed. You know, I was like, hey, California went through that during the pandemic. Imagine that. We went through that during the pandemic when the world was shut down. I didn't know what the hell was going on. I think it was the fires in Santa Clara. Yeah, it was during the pandemic, 2020, and the skies were just black and red. Okay. Everyone's working from home. Coronavirus is happening. And the skies were just black and red all day. Now imagine that. So I wasn't that impressed with New York. I was like, hey, y'all be all right. But imagine seeing that during the pandemic. It was like, is the world ending? Is this how? It was like, God? God, is this how it's ending? They just had it for a few days during regular life. They fine. And now it's all gone. So, yeah. I think it only lasted for like a few days there. I think for here, it was like a week. I think for sure it was like a week. It was just raining ashes, red sky, couldn't see the sun. Wild time. Wild times, man. So, yeah. I mean, some people believe it's something else. They don't think it's the fire. They think they're like spraying stuff over New York. I don't know, man. Look, this whole thing could end right now. I mean, it's a mess. Okay. It's a shit show out here, guys. It really is. Now they're saying there's aliens out there. Confirmed sightings. Reports from the military, CIA. Oh man, it's coming. I knew as soon as they started, you know those drones out there. I knew as soon as they started playing with drones, I was like, oh, they're gonna stay some alien or whatever situation. I mean, because it's too tempting. Shoot, if I was the FBI, or CIA, or the Pentagon, I'd be like, hey, let's just throw a big ass drone up there that looks like a UFO and this, you know, freak the people out. I would just do it too. Like, why not? Let's see what they do. All right. Oh gosh. You know what I mean? Not just one. Let's do two. Let's put four. Let's put one on the equator, on the east side of the equator, and one on east and on south and north pole. We just freak them out. Freak them all out. Jesus. But yeah, no. There's aliens out here now. How are you gonna deal with that? America, world. Oh man, but yeah. So that's happening. You know what? Something else I want to touch on, man. Look, it is the food we eat is really bad out here these days. I don't know if you guys noticed that. Food is terrible. The food is actually terrible. What's happening here? Breaking news? Something happened? No, okay, this is just, okay, I thought Bradley Beal got traded or something like that. But no, I mean, have you noticed? I mean, if you're conscious about the food you eat, let's just say you walk through your normal Safeway, Lucky's, Kroger's, whatever, wherever you go shopping, Albertsons. A lot of the food isn't good. Like when I was a kid, I'll just say when I was younger. If you know, once I started living on my own, when I went grocery shopping, I was like, oh, let me get the chips. Oh, get those cookies. Oh man, cereal. Oh, get a couple TV dinners. Granola bars. Whatever. Juice. Those are all the things I would shop for, but as I'm older, I'm looking at stuff like, this stuff is trash. It's literally, I'm like now, I'm so like particular about the things I eat. When I go through the grocery store, I like, there's nothing in there that looks like, just next time you go to the grocery store, just walk down each aisle and just ask yourself, is this good for me? And 95% of the time, you're like, no, they're just throwing sugar and corn syrup down your throat. What is in the grocery store besides, let's just leave like the meat section out of it. What is in there? You got your alcohol. You got some snacks. You might have little handmade salads. But that's it. Cereal. It's all junk. Basically what I'm saying, it's all junk. Okay? It's all junk. So just, you know, be careful what you're eating out there, guys. Okay? Be careful. You know, be mindful of what you're throwing in your mouth. Okay? Because like a lot, like 95% of it is not good for us. It just isn't. Like, yeah, it just all looks bad. But you know, like what? What do you get at the grocery store? Fruit roll-ups? Gushers? Rice Krispie treats? Cheerios, Frosted Flakes, couple Hungry Man dinners. Like, what do you get there? Some Gatorade? Some cranberry juice? What do you get there? It's all filled with junk.
And then don't even get me started on the vegetables and stuff. Like, man, I was watching something on the, yeah, I think it was a Joe Rogan podcast. I think he was interviewing Robert Kennedy Jr. or something like that, JFK's nephew. And yeah, don't even get started on the pesticides that they're spraying on the foods. All your corn, your veggies, pesticides. And then we eat these things and then they wonder why we have so many diseases. From the cradle to the grave. It's nasty outside. It's nasty. Happy birthday, Tupac. What else is going on? I'm probably going to cut out of here soon. Not, like I said, not too much happening. Let's just talk about some news, some things you guys should check out in your time of leisure. If you have Netflix, yeah, I guess I'll start there first. There's a new season of Black Mirror. Okay? New season of Black Mirror. I actually watched it already. It's only like 5 episodes. I blew through those. But it was good. I wouldn't say it's the greatest season, because I think this is like the fifth or sixth season. But a lot of interesting episodes. I mean, yeah, a lot of thought-provoking episodes and interesting concepts. So if you have, Netflix, check out Black Mirror. I won't give out any spoilers. Check that out. There's, you know, something to watch on the weekend. What else is going on? What else is happening? And then Killer Mike. Yeah, Killer Mike just came out with a new album. Let me see. I think it's called Michael. I think it's called Michael. Let's see. Killer Mike. Yeah, Killer Mike. Called Michael. Apparently, I haven't had a chance to really dive into it, but I did listen to a few tracks. Let's see. It's 14 tracks on the album, but it has there's CeeLo Green. Who else is on here? Jagged Edge. Wow, I haven't heard from Jagged Edge in a minute. They have Futures on the album, Andre 3000, Ty Dolla $ign, 2 Chainz. Who else? Fabo. And some other people on there as well. So yeah, check it out. I did listen to a few songs, and it does sound great. But a lot of people are saying this is like a classic. So I'll be diving into it some more during the weekend if I get time. You know. Oh, and then last thing before I get out of here. As you guys know, if you've been listening, I have been in a basketball league. And we made it to the championship, guys. We made it to the championship. And long story short, we got there and we lost, man. We lost. We did not win the chip. It was devastating. We fought hard, though. I'm not going to make any excuses. It was tough. Tough loss. But I'll be back next year better and stronger. You guys can bet that. Okay, if you're listening out there, just know I'm coming back next season. Bigger, faster, stronger. I will not forget this loss. Okay, heard it here first. Coming back, we're coming back. Okay, and I'm accepting nothing less than a title this time. Okay, I did all that. We didn't do all that for nothing. Had me losing. We fought hard, though. I got a shout out to my teammates, man. Dom, Christy, Chris, Jeff, Izzy, Alex. I think that's all of them. We held it down. Good season. We made it to the ship. It wasn't a complete failure. I just want to put that out there. Some people didn't make it that far. Okay. Our record was 5-1. So there you have it, man. Be back next. Hey, look. If at first you don't succeed, dust yourself off and try again. You can run around and try again. Shout out to Aaliyah. Try again. If at first you don't succeed, dust yourself off and try again. Dust yourself off and try again. Try again. Oh, I'm sorry to do that to you guys. That was terrible. That was terrible. Okay, let me get out of here. Before I get out, look, happy Juneteenth. Happy Juneteenth. I think the actual holiday is Monday, but there's been a lot of celebrations going on, at least in the Bay Area, this weekend. Where I lived, there was a nice festival and like a lot of events going on down the street from me on Thursday. But I know if you're in the Bay, there's some events going on in Oakland, in Richmond. So go out there, man. Celebrate Juneteenth, man. Go celebrate with some black folks. Okay. Don't got any black friends. Today is the day to go find some. You can find some today. Today we're outside. we outside today. Okay. You know, like I said, if you go around Lake Merritt, Where else is there? If you're in like say, Oakland, Lake Merritt, Richmond, I know doing something as well. But yeah, we outside. You can find some black people. If you don't got no black friends, just go out there and then you see some, just say hi. Hey, happy Juneteenth. That's all you gotta say. Okay. Happy Juneteenth, guys. I'm gonna get out of here. Thank you guys as always for tuning in. And look, next time you see me, or no, not see me, hear me. It will be pod 200, so looking to do something special. We'll see. Starfrecast Podcast, Troy Williams. I'm out.